a beautiful graduation. Oh, Roger.
Oh, mama.
Roger.
Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, and rerun.
I'm staying out of this.
Dee, weren't you proud of your brother?
Well, let me put it this way. He didn't get on my nerves.
Not every little girl's brother was Valiant deodorant.
Valedictorian.
You got it.
Valiant deodorant?
Oh, Roger, your speech was just marvelous, darling.
All because of you, Mama.
Oh, and you both look so wonderful in your caps and gowns. Just wonderful.
You sure acted silly, though, Rerun.
It was a simple mistake, Dee. I was so excited I forgot how it was supposed to go.
How it goes is when the principal hands you the diploma, you're supposed to throw your hat in the air, not the principal.
Come in, Dwayne.
Hey. Well, there they are, the graduates, all right. And here's my buddy, the college man.
Yeah.
And my other buddy, the you better find a job man. No, really, Raj. Man, I really wanted to be up there with you guys.
Hey, next year, Dwayne, you'll be graduating and we'll be sitting in the audience.
Yeah. Oh, Raj, man, did you tell your mama yet?
No.
Tell me what?
Oh, let me get that for you, Mama.
Thank you.
It's, what? Nothing, really. It's nothing.
When it takes them that long to say something is nothing, nothing is usually something.
Well, what is it, Roger?
Well, Mama, did you, pay attention to my speech tonight?
Did I pay attention? How many children did I have graduating today? Of course I paid attention.
Okay. Well, what did you think about the part where I said, we stepped into this high school as boys, and we're walking out as men.
Ah, that was beautiful.
Did you agree with that, Mama?
Oh, yes.
Except for Rerun. He stepped in as a boy, became man halfway through, and walked out as a senior citizen.
Dee, Mama, did you hear the part where I said, and as men, we must now give to society and stop taking.
That was my favorite line. Taking.
You know, Mama, my favorite sentence was, and so we graduate not only from high school, but from dependence to independence.
That was your favorite sentence?
Mm-hmm. And what was yours?
The one you began. In conclusion.
I enjoyed the whole speech, Roger, every word of it.
Yeah, but did you agree with the Mama?
Of course.
Good. Because as a man now who has his independence, I felt I should have my own... apartment.
Your what?
Apartment.
You should have your own apartment.
Yes, I should have my very own apartment.
And move out of here?
Well, after all, I am a man now.
So how come you keep saying apartment?
Roger, tell me about this apartment.
You love it, Mrs. Thomas. It's great.
And did you take this apartment yet, Roger?
Of course not, Mama. I wouldn't do that without first talking to you. We just looked at it. But I really love it, Mama.
You do, huh?
Yeah, Mama, I really do.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, Roger. Have you considered the fact that someone would probably want you to pay rent to live in this apartment?
It's only $160 a month. That's $20 a week, Mama, including utilities and everything. And Rerun is sharing it with me.
Yeah, Mrs. Thomas, I got a part-time job at the pizza parlor now. And I'm going to start full-time next week.
And, Mama, I'm getting a better job, too. And the college helps you find part-time employment. Now, you know, we'll be able to make it. Now, what do you say? And Mama, I'm close by. I can walk here in 10 minutes. Now, tell me it's okay.
Tell you it's okay? Do you think it's easy for a mother after 17 years to tell her son that he can just move out of her home and be on his own? Do you think that's easy, Roger?
No, Mama.
But then again, whoever said that being a mother is supposed to be easy? Okay, I'll look at it.
Oh, Mama! Oh, Mama.
Yeah, baby.
I can't breathe.
And step right this way. Now, this is our deluxe apartment.
Isn't it beautiful?
Look at this fantastic view. Love it, love it.
Miss Thomas, where do you see the bedroom? It's right over here. Come on, let me show you over here.
No, Mom, he can't. There's only one person can fit in the bedroom at a time. And unless we get rid of the bed.
You're kidding. You're not kidding.
Frankly, Mrs. Thomas, I think with some imagination, we could do wonders with this place. I mean, I see drapes at the windows, and I feel fabric on the walls, and plants, lots of plants all over the place. And reds, the place is just crying for reds and plaids. You know what I mean? Oh, you see, I took home economics in school instead of shop this semester.
Well, what do you say, do we sign the lease?
Well, let's talk a minute, huh?
Go right ahead.
Alone, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, all right, I'll be waiting right in the other room here, where you can give me a check.
You really want this place?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right, let's see the lease.
By all means. And now, I'm sure you'll find it's the standard lease.
Uh-huh. Okay, got a pen?
Just happen to have one handy.
Okay, we'll just make this little change here and it should be fine.
Change? What change?
Right here where you accidentally wrote 160 instead of 150.
Oh, no, that's no accident. You see, 160 is the rent and that is final.
Well, since that's final, we're not interested, and let's go, fellas.
Now, hold it, wait a minute. I just remembered. 160 is the semi-final. 150 is the final.
Oh, this is gonna be nice.
Yeah, nice.
How long is she gonna be here?
I don't know.
Will you tell her to go home?
I can't.
She's gotta go home. Those girls will be here any minute.
I know, Rerun, but what can I say?
Just say, Mama, you've been here all week. This is not your place, this is ours. Now it's time to get out.
Rerun, I can't do that. That's my mama.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Thomas. That's wonderful. We'll see you, okay?
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rerun. You don't have to thank me. I enjoy doing it. Maybe I should just raise that hem just a little.
No, Mama, no. Believe me, the hem is just where it should be. Woohoo!
Nice. Woo!
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Tell Dee I said hello, okay?
Okay. Did you eat?
Yeah, we're eating later.
Yeah, we got a couple of buddies coming over. We're all going to eat together and sit down and watch the ball game on the radio.
who's coming over? Dwayne and who else?
No, it's not Dwayne. It's just, you know, a couple of good friends.
Like who?
Dolores and Angela.
They're girls, Mrs. Thomas.
Well, I should hope so with names like that.
You don't mind, do you, Mom?
Mind? Why, of course not. Why should I mind? I'll probably enjoy a meeting.
You what?
I'll probably enjoy them. Hey, I'm gonna fix some refreshments for you.
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Thomas. We got all we need. But it was nice of you to offer. And when they get here, I'll tell them how you would have enjoyed them. So I guess it's adios, so adios.
What kind of refreshments did you make, Roger?
Just a dip.
What kind?
What's the difference? I mean, it could never be as good as yours, so what's the difference? It's ketchup, guacamole, and pepper dip.
Well, I'll make something up for you, okay?
No, go already! What I mean, Mrs. Thomas, is that, you know, you're giving me a guilt complex because you're doing so much and my family is doing so little. So please don't give me a guilt complex, Mrs. Thomas, and go now.
Oh, rerun, you're so sweet. But you don't have to feel guilty, though. Just think of me as your own mother. Hey, you could even call me Mama if you like.
Hi, Rod.
What's happening, Frederick?
Go home, Mama. Go home.
His mama?
Oh, no, she's my mother. Oh. He just calls her mama.
Oh. You mean you two guys invited us up here to be with you and your mama?
No, I'm leaving. No, don't try to stop me. You kids should be alone. I understand you don't need nobody older hanging around. I'm going right now. Okay, I'll see you here.
See you later, Mama.
Okay.
See you, Mama.
I'll see you, Roger.
Okay, Mama.
Oh, do you girls like fried chicken?
What?
Fried chicken. Well, I'm going to make a marvelous batch of fried chicken. I'm going to bring it right over. Okay, well, I'll see you all in a minute here. I'll see you here in a minute.
Okay, Mama.
Have fun now.
I love you.
I love you too, darling. Okay. I'll see you, running.
You know how mothers are.
Excuse me.
Here.
Yeah. See, Raj, what did I tell you?
I didn't bring my stereo set because my mother, you know, she enjoys it, and she wouldn't have anything to listen to at home.
Oh, boy. No music, and your mother's running in and out? Hey, listen, why don't you guys come over to my place? I have plenty of records.
That's great. Yeah,
come on, Raj.
We can't.
What? We can't?
Nope.
Why not?
Because my mother will be back here in a little while with the chicken. And she'll be very disappointed if there's nobody here to eat it. Uh-huh. Hey, but we got music. Hey, hit it, Rerun. Ow! It's worth a try.
Let's go, Dolores.
But, hey, wait a minute. Just give us a chance. This is our first time having an apartment. I mean, you know, give us a break. Well, that's the way it goes.
It didn't have to go that way, Raj, if it wasn't for your mother. She's ruining our lives. She's been over here day and night since we got the place. Why don't you just tell her to stay away?
Because she's my mother.
No kidding.
You don't like her here?
Not all the time, no.
Well, if she's not welcome here, I don't belong here either, friend. I don't understand it, Dwayne. All those years he ate at my house. My mother fed him, looked after him when he was sick, even told him to call her mama. And then he had the nerve to say he doesn't want her hanging around our apartment. Not his apartment, our apartment.
Raj, would you be mad at me if I tell you I don't blame him?
What did you say? You don't blame him?
No, no, Raj, I said, would you be mad at me if I said that?
Of course I'd be mad at you.
That's why I would never say that. See, I'm not saying that. I'm whistling.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Well, Raj, first of all, the most important thing is that you and Rerun are still friends with each other and find some kind of way to get along.
But nobody can get along with Rerun. 2 days ago, we went to buy a rug. I said, Rerun, let's be practical. Let's get a gray one so it won't show dust. But not Rerun. He said, let's get a red one so it won't show pizza.
It sounds like Rerun, all right.
Yeah, sure does. Now, you two get going so I can close this place up. Come on.
Who were our hamburgers?
Oh, you don't want those hamburgers. No, no.
Why not?
Well, now, see, the way I see it, Raj, is that it should take about 5 minutes for you to realize that Rerun is right. And for you to go home and ask your mama not to come out of the apartment so much. Then when you get home, see, she'll be frying that chicken that she said she was going to bring back to your apartment. And so to keep her from getting mad, you're going to have to eat all that chicken. Now, if you have those hamburgers, how are you going to eat all that chicken?
So you think Rerun is right, don't you, Shirley?
I sure do. Mm-hmm.
Me too, Raj.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell both of you something. You're right.
Don't tell us, tell him.
Tell me.
Rerun.
Don't yell at me anymore, Raj. I hated that. You were right and I was wrong. And your mother can come to the apartment anytime she wants. And I'm sorry.
No, you were right and I was wrong. And she can't come there anytime she wants.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
Look, she's your mother.
No, she's not. Yes, she is. Yes, she is my mother.
Yeah, I knew he'd get you on that one. That was pretty good, Rerun. No, see, what Raj is trying to tell you, Rerun, is that even though Raj's mother is still his mother, she should let you have your privacy. Right, Raj?
That's right, Shirley.
That's right.
And Rerun, I'm sorry. And I'm gonna go home and tell Mama right now.
All right. Hey, but Raj, tell her nice though, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will.
And Raj, do you really think you'll be able to tell her?
Of course. I'm a man, an independent man. And I have to do independent man things alone and by myself. Let's go, Dwayne. Mama, this is the best chicken you've ever cooked in your whole life.
Oh, yeah, Miss Thompson, sure is. I never had anything anywhere near this good. Shoot.
Oh, stop. Your mother's a wonderful cook.
No, she's not. She is awful. I mean, I hate her food. Yet, but ow.
What happened to your girlfriends anyway, Raj?
Yeah, where are they gone?
Here it is, Raj. Zing it in. There's your big chance. Let her have it. Look out, Miss Thomas. Here it comes.
Well, what is he talking about, Roger? And what are you doing?
Yeah, you've been beating around the bush all night. You got something to say, say it. My time is valuable.
What is it, Roger?
Well, Mama, it's about you coming over to the apartment.
Oh? Oh, I get it. Now I know why it was so hard for you to ask me. Of course, you want me to come over and clean it for you once in a while.
No, what I was trying to say is...
Oh, Roger, and I got a surprise for you. Yes. Yes, I will. And thanks for asking me, darling. I was afraid that you weren't going to let me do that for you.
But, Mama, it's
Oh,
not...
but I can't come over every day, but I can come over 3 or 4 times a week in the evenings after work.
But, Mama...
Oh, Roger, you make me so proud and so happy, darling.
And that's all I want to do. Well, that's it.
But, Roger, you didn't tell her about when you was going to come... Ow! Ow! Ow!
I better go and give Rerun the good news that you're stopping by.
You leaving without having dessert?
No, I'm really full.
Too full for banana cream pie?
Yeah. Come on, Dwayne.
I don't live with you. My place is right here. With some banana cream pie.
Later, D.
Bye.
I'll see you, Roger.
I know.
Rerun? Rerun. I'm sorry, Rerun, but I have to talk to you.
Why'd you have to wake me up?
How can I talk to you while you're sleeping?
All my teachers did. What'd your mother say?
Rerun, I tried to tell her. I really tried, but I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
It's all right, good buddy. I understand.
Maybe you should look for another roommate, Rerun. Someone who really is an independent man. Mama.
Hi, baby.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Raj.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Rerun.
Oh, Rerun. Roger told me that the girls went home, so I thought that you probably had some more of that guacamole pepper ketchup dip left.
No, I finished it. Be grateful.
I am grateful. And I'm grateful that my son has two wonderful friends. One who likes me so much that he can't tell me that I'm being a pain in the neck. And another one who likes me so much that he can.
Dwayne, you told my mama what I told you.
Oh, Rerun, what you got in the kitchen, bruh?
Yes, he told me. And he was right. You once asked me, did I pay attention to your graduation speech? Well, I thought I did. But it's really not easy to pay complete attention to anything with tears of joy in your eyes. You were right, Roger. You're a man now. An independent young man. And that means that I have to be invited over. And it also means that you have to pay for a maid.
Oh,
and I mean it.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, baby.
You left all your dishes in the sink.
I'm sorry, Raj.
Oh, and you left your clothes on the floor.
Oh, I put them away.
And what are you eating now?
Captain Chomp Chomp.
Well, if you eat it all now, you won't have any left for breakfast.
Well, then I can sleep late.
Rerun, if you sleep late, you can't make it in this world.
Raj!
Rerun.
Raj! Do me a favor. Be my roommate, not my mother.
Fair enough. Hey, I got a pretty terrific mama, don't I?
Yeah, she sure is. She's a really great sport.
Yeah, she sure is. But isn't it nice now? Just the two of us in our own apartment, a large city, ready to face the world on our own with nobody to bother us.
Hey, how you guys like the way I helped you out with your mama? I figure that's part of my job as a buddy. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I'll be coming by sometime tomorrow or the next day, you know, to give you my decorating ideas. And since I'll be coming by on afternoons and weekends, maybe I should have my own key.
Yep.
That way I can come and go when I get good money. Okay.
You think he understands?
He understands.
Good.
Hey, does that mean I don't get my own key?
Right. How about some chomp chomps?
Yeah, here you go, chomp.